Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. It is Monday, April 24th, 2023. If you're brand new, so happy that you're here. Whether you are brand new or if you've been around for a while, before you watch the rest of this video, you need to watch the other video that I attach to every Monday entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. It provides you all the critical information to fully understand these daily videos, and without watching that other one, you'll be lost and or you won't fully benefit. So I don't want that to happen. So please go watch the other one. Only need to watch it once, and then come on back here and you're good to go. Okay, so today we have a 20-minute AMRAP. Oh, I should also say that the point of these videos is not to just read everything that's on your app. You can do that yourself. It's to add a little bit of background, a little bit of context, what's going on in my head, how maybe I think somebody should approach it, and hopefully these things help you make a good decision or a better decision as to whether you should do it prescribed, scale it or modify it in some way, do the wild card or whatever it happens to be. So for today's workout, 20-minute AMRAP, 300-meter row, 200-meter run, 100-meter farmer's carry with a pair of dumbbells, and then 75 single unders, not double unders. So, generally speaking, no loading in this workout other than the farmer's carries. And while the farmer's carries are challenging, they're not a movement that's really going to beat you up for the rest of the week. So we're not pulling from the ground with loading. We're not going overhead. We're not going below parallel with load. So today is just a good, longer conditioning day, but in a way that isn't going to just ruin you for the rest of the week. That's kind of the point of today's workout. So we've got, and nothing in that will most likely have to be broken up. If you get a trip on the single unders, of course, you get a trip, you restart. The 100-meter farmer's carry, that I can see people putting the dumbbells down every now and then because 100 meters, it gets old. There'll be plenty of people that can push through with it, but if you have to set them down and shake it out and pick them back up, please don't think that you're doing the workout wrong or that you should have scaled it. That's perfectly okay. So if that's the regular workout of the day, for the wildcard option, we have you on the bike instead of the rower, in case that makes more sense for you. For the scaled option, still 20 minutes, everything remains the same. We knocked down the loading on the dumbbells. And just in case you're at some place where you don't have the single unders yet, still just not a technique that's good with you, then we have jumping jacks in there for the scaled option, 35 jumping jacks per round. It'll replicate the stimulus really nice. It'll keep you moving. Fitness will be achieved. And then, of course, for the limited equipment crew, they don't have a bike or a rower, so they're taking off on a 400-meter run per round, and everyone's going to win. Nice, kind way to start the week off. I hope you enjoy it. Tomorrow we are going below parallel, so I'll see you back here in about 24 hours.